Proclamation number 8366 of 30th of December, 1962. God applies painful means. You must never doubt my love, no matter what may happen in the world or in your environment. I know why I allow it, even if it is not my will but the will of people themselves is active and causes suffering to their fellow human beings. I know what helps the individual person to mature again, and therefore I myself must often intervene and try to influence you through harsh blows of fate so that you come to your senses when you are in danger of losing yourselves to my adversary. But don't believe that I will unkindly and unjustifiably let suffering come upon you, for only my love determines me to intervene in the most diverse ways. The danger that you could be lost again for an infinitely long time is too great, and I don't want to indifferently leave you to your fate, and therefore I still use all means to avert this danger from you. This is why the events which make you doubt my love will increase in the last days, disasters and misfortunes of various kinds. Severe strokes of fate and hardship and misery will occur ever more frequently, and people will ask themselves how a God of love can allow such things to happen. Yet believe me, I have to use these means because I cannot curtail your free will and because these events can push your will in the right direction. Believe me that I also pay attention to every call you send up to me in this adversity and grant you help in order to prove myself to you, and then you will also learn to recognize my infinite love for you which does not want to destroy but only to save. If all of you humans knew about the correlations which justify your earthly existence as a human being, then you would certainly also live in such a way that you would not need to suffer any severe strokes of fate. Yet even if you are enlightened by my messengers, you will not believe them, and you will continue to live irresponsibly into the day and be in greatest danger of getting lost again for an infinitely long time. What it means to have to cover the earthly path through all works of creation once again is beyond your comprehension, but you would be horrified and live a different way of life for fear of it. Yet I cannot give you the recollection of the path of development which you have already covered for your own sake. Yet time and again I let you be warned and admonished by my messengers, and if only you would believe them, you would banish this danger yourselves and adopt a different way of life. And therefore time and again you will be startled out of the sleep of death you are still in, for you shall awaken and my wake-up calls will sound ever louder. Yet my love for you will not diminish even if you are no longer able to recognize it yourselves. But one day you will know that everything that happens should only serve your best, but that I cannot force your free will and that you therefore can also let all painful events pass you by without having gained any success for your soul. Time and again I call out to you humans, believe in my infinite love which applies to you for all eternity and believe that I only want your bliss. That I want to awaken you to a life which lasts forever and signifies light and strength and freedom. And if you are able to believe in my love, then you will also humbly accept everything from my hand, and I myself will also be able to help you out of all adversity again as soon as it has only contributed to your change, so that you entrust yourselves to me and appeal to me for help. For as soon as you acknowledge me as your God and Creator, the great danger of being banished again into matter will be over, and then you will not be lost but can continue to mature on earth or in the kingdom of the beyond. Amen.